patients who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
we ain't got it. Ladies and gentlemen,
Kevin.
Great to have you with us live and local now. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. One of the things I love about doing a show like this is you get to meet people that you've heard about, you've seen on TV. You get a chance to visit with people you might normally not in your lifetime get a chance to visit with. So it is with Matt Couch. We'll get a chance to visit with him in just a little bit. But this is a guy I've wanted to meet for a long time. He is an investigative reporter, and he tackles, through America First Media, he tackles issues and stories that for some unexplained reason, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, NBC News, they just don't have the time, or they say the resources, to deal with stories like this. Like Seth Rich. Like 1 October. There are a lot of people in this community that, honest to God, simply do not believe what the government is telling us. Or what Metro is telling us here in Las Vegas after the one-year anniversary of 1 October. They just don't trust the government. And Matt Couch is a guy that has what I would call almost a insatiable curiosity. Now, if you wonder why we do a lot of the things we do on this show, a lot of the people we have on the show, a lot of it for me is that I have an insatiable curiosity about the world we live in. I don't want to know just what's happening. I want to know why it's happening. And I want people that can take us behind the scenes, whether they be politicians or authors or members of the media, it doesn't really matter. For instance, I love the idea of every day being able to bring people like Chuck Schumer. In fact, can we go to Cut 7? Cut 7 is Chuck Schumer yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. And you know, you got Mitch McConnell saying, they're moving the goalposts. Watch this. Watch what they're going to do. They're going to say, we don't know enough by Friday, and they're going to want to extend. Chuck Schumer, yesterday at least, said he believes the FBI can get the Kavanaugh investigation done by Friday. Listen to the minority leader in the United States Senate.
Senators Flake, Collins, and Murkowski, joined by Democratic Senators Coons, Klobuchar, and others, made the only fair move to demand the FBI investigate the credible allegations of sexual misconduct by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. It was the right thing to do. Fair to both Dr. Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh. For too long, Republicans have rushed this process forward and likely would have rushed to a final vote if not for the prudent bipartisan efforts of those senators to demand a full FBI investigation. What's important now is for the FBI investigation to be serious, impartial, and thorough, to ferret out the facts and do so quickly. That means interviewing all of the relevant witnesses and accepting corroborating accounts when they come forward. It also means following up on any leads that emerge from the process of the investigation. The FBI has ample resources to do this within the one-week period requested by the members of the Judiciary Committee. No one is asking it take longer than a week, but everyone is asking it be done thoroughly and completely within that week. There is concern that the White House has placed severe constraints on the investigation, and until today, the President tried to dodge that responsibility. The White House even saying that the Senate is somehow responsible for the scope of the investigation. Let me be clear. The Senate has no control over the scope of an FBI investigation of this sort. Only the White House.
Okay. So there you have it. I'm going to go to the break early. I want to have as much time with Matt Couch as humanly possible because there's so much to talk about. We'll do that. And a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764. 888-738-1764.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote, and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. A guy that we've been wanting to get on. I've heard so much about him. I've seen him. And the guy's on TV. He's getting sued by everybody. It's just so much fun. He's getting sued by a lot of people. Matt Couch joining us from America First Media, and he joins us in studio, no less. You were here for the one-year commemoration, the anniversary of 1 October. You are a guy, tell me if I've nailed this, you have an insatiable curiosity. You investigate stories that the fake news media just will not touch with a 10-foot pole, Seth Rich. And even 1 October. First of all, where does this come from? Is this something that you picked up in middle school or high school and you just had an insatiable appetite to... I wonder why this is. I wonder what the real story is behind this.
No, you know, honestly, first off, thanks for having us on, and it's an honor to be here. Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, first off, it's an honor to be here with our team. You know, it's one of those things where about 3 years ago, Bill Pierce and I, Bill has been a licensed private investigator for over 24 years in multiple states. And, you know, coming from Arkansas, we understand where the Clintons come from. We're a very conservative group, and we didn't want her to win. That was basically what it was. We worked in multiple states. When we started digging into the political side of things, we started to uncover other things. And having private investigators, former law enforcement, feds on our team, I'm kind of the voice of the group, and I bring those information. But it's unbelievable. We could just see the corruption. And my mentality was, how can no one be asking these questions? Why is everyone just okay with that narrative? Why is it okay to just accept whatever they tell you? And so that's kind of where we come from. We want to question everything. I think we should question everything. Our founding fathers would have questioned things. I mean, they went to war for tea. So, I mean, that's really where we come from.
Matt, let me ask you, because the first thing that the fake news media will tell you is, well, our resources are much less than they were, say, 20 years ago, even 10 years ago. Newsroom staffs are being cut all over the country. Is it possible that they do have a legitimate excuse why they won't investigate Seth Rich or 1 October or so many of these other questions that are out there?
I mean, I used to think maybe there was a reasoning. You know, you look at the print situation of newspapers and how they've went, you know, way, way down in demographics and everything.
Nobody reads them.
No one reads them anymore. I mean, it's a thing of the past. But when you look at things that are going on, you look at the Kavanaugh fiasco that's going on right now in this country, you look at things that have happened. I mean, they've ran stories about Donald Trump and ice cream. They've ran stories about Donald Trump and Diet Coke. They've ran stories, I mean, I guess as, you know, as conservatives, you know, as a conservative male, you're supposed to be insulted that Donald Trump has relations with beautiful women. I mean, they're going out of their way to come up with sensationalism to try to prove a point, but they're not investigating or telling the real news anymore.
I want to ask you, because I talk to people every day in our community, and they've heard what Metro Police put out relative to 1 October. They've heard what the FBI has said, although I'm not sure that their report is complete yet. But people don't believe it. They don't believe it was just one shooter. They don't believe it was confined just to the Mandalay Bay. You've investigated this. Tell me what you found.
First off, I would agree with you. I would say 9 out of 10 Nevadans, Las Vegas residents that we've talked to, and we've talked to hundreds, maybe thousands at this point, no one believes the narrative that they're being shoveled by Lombardo or Metro PD. They just don't believe it. Whether it's a cab driver who's been here 40 years or whether it's the mom who's been here 12 years with her three kids, no one believes that it was one shooter. They just don't. From what our intel shows, we have multiple FOIA requests out, Bill Pierce, especially one of our private investigators, and they're being denied right now by the FBI. One of the big ones we wanted to see were the helicopter flight patterns, the flight records, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Who were the pilots? Was there any landings in and around the Mandalay Bay and the Delano? Those are currently being blocked by the FBI. The FAA has sent us multiple denial letters, and they will not release that information. You look at the fact that Paddock was supposedly in town for 10 days. They give you 6 minutes of video footage. I can give you 6 minutes of me lost trying to find somewhere to eat in a casino. They give you 6 minutes of footage. It's sad. No one believes it. The locals don't believe it, and that's who I trust more than anything. I trust the people that live here in Nevada, and it is shameful. 58 people dead, 800 wounded. We know for a fact there's things going on with this Brian Hodge character. I'm not sure if you're familiar with him or not. He's from Australia.
Explain who Brian Hodge is.
Sure. Brian Hodge worked with Paddock's fiancé girlfriend at a casino in Australia for about a decade. He was here in Las Vegas. I can even tell you the restaurant he was eating at the Bellagio the night of the shooting before it happened. 36 hours later, Brian Hodge is literally back in Australia. He calls all of these media outlets, TV stations, radio stations, and says, "Hey, I'm a Vegas survivor." Now, keep in mind, this is 36 hours after the shooting. And he says, they were using 100-round mag capacity. That had never been released whatsoever by anyone. The guy is heavily involved. You look at his ties to Paddock. You look at his ties to Mary Lou, Paddock's girlfriend, and the fact that they work together. Paddock sending, hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Philippines. He was a professional gambler. I mean, that's the story. That's how he has all of his money. I mean, who buys that narrative? I mean, unless you're on World Tour of Poker or something. But I feel bad for the people. That's why we're here. I love Las Vegas. My wife and I come here. It's a great town. And the people deserve answers.
Matt Couch joining us in studio, no less, America First Media. And we've heard from Metro. Do we have a definitive report from either ATF or FBI or somebody like that, the feds, so to speak?
No, the FBI, what they had released, they told myself and our team and Laura Loomer and others that we're working with, that they were around the anniversary, they were going to have their full report.
That's what I thought.
That still hasn't came out, of course. The ATF has been silent on this situation. The FAA refuses to release, the flight records because the FBI says, no, it's still an ongoing Federal Bureau of Investigation criminal matter. So everything is still being blocked, even though Lombardo says, lone wolf, don't know the motive. Oh, by the way, we cremated him 3 days after he was dead. Nothing to see here, just another coincidence. It's unbelievable.
Let me just ask you, do you think we will ever get to the bottom of this? Do you think we'll ever learn the truth about 1 October?
I think we will, just because there are some people, in Washington, D.C. that we personally know that are invested in this and finding out the truth. Some of them are, possibly congressional members. I'm not going to name who, but there are people that want to know what happened. And it's a small group, but I think as long as we continue to keep the pressure on, I just don't want to let it go. Same thing with the other cases we're working on. I think we need to do justice for these people.
Why are they making it? And I mean, FBI, Metro, government, the feds. Why are they making it so difficult for us to find out what happened on that horrific Sunday night?
It's alarming. And you see that, too, across the board. You see that across the board in these investigations. They don't want to release video footage. They don't want to release flight records. They don't want to release hotel manifests. They don't want to release this information. But they expect you to accept their narrative as the public. And I agree with you. Why are they doing that? That if they wanted to end this, you know, whatever you want to call it, conspiracy talk that there was more than one shooter, that they'll call you a conspiracy theorist for thinking that, you know, one person, if you don't believe one person did this, then you're a conspiracy theorist. Then just show the information. Where are Paddock's phone records? You know, where are his emails? You know they've combed through his emails. They've combed through his phone records. They've, you know, show. We know there were three women. It's on the police report that were in the room. I mean, that's on the actual police report after they said he was alone in the room. So come clean. The people of Nevada, especially the people of Las Vegas, deserve to know the truth, and I agree with what you're saying.
What do you think, and I've got about 3 minutes before we go to break, what is it that you think happened? Do you believe there was multiple shooters?
Yes.
Do you believe that there is some nefarious CIA connection or gun running do you think there's something going on there?
I think there's probably a little Fast and Furious type situation going on. As far as which alphabet agency is involved, I don't want to speculate on that. We have some theories. I think, you know, you look at, you know, Jesus Campos is another interesting character. You know,
whatever happened to him?
Well, you know,
he got on late night TV and then he disappeared.
Yeah, one show on Ellen and he's done. Which just happens to be the MGM is the biggest sponsor of the Ellen DeGeneres show. So I mean, you know, another one of those coincidences. But no, he literally. I think with Jesus Campos, I think he saw too much, and I think they silenced him. I think they said, "Hey, we've got to get this guy out of here." Now, think about this, and you talk about our working theories. If you're an unarmed security guard. And if you've ever been to a range, if you've ever been in combat, if you've ever shot a weapon, fired a weapon, are you going to go knock on a door where you hear gunfire raining without a weapon? No, you're not. I think he heard the gunfire. I think he probably hid where the concessions were. Possibly a few people went by him as they were leaving Paddock's room. He saw said people, and then thus you have the insurance claims. You know, you've got the fact that there's a lot of question, was he really licensed? So a lot of people are wondering that, you know, locals that have told us this. So I think I think there's more to it. I think the MGM wants to get back to making money. They want to get back to being Vegas. I don't necessarily think the MGM's involved in covering some of this up, but I think there's a lot of moving parts here.
But there's a lot of money. I mean, you would agree. I mean, with all the wrongful death suits that are going to be coming in, you got Steve Wynn saying this would never have happened at a Wynn property because right. If somebody put a DND on the door for 3 days, we'd have somebody knocking on that door.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and Steve Wynn has, you know, former SEALs working for him. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's got real, real good security. I mean, I'm not saying that the Mandalay Bay doesn't, but it does make you question those things.
More coming up with Matt Couch. Can you stick around another segment? Because a whole bunch of stuff to get to on 1 October. But I want to get to the Seth Rich thing, because that's something that bothers me. And it's been in the news that apparently down in Brazil, not too happy about Matt Couch. We'll find out why coming up in our next segment. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. And joining us, Matt Couch. For those of you that don't know Matt Couch, most of you probably do. He's with America First Media. He is the grand poobah at America First Media, and he joins us. We were talking about 1 October, and will we ever learn the truth, and why is it that there are people that apparently don't want us to know the truth? As a society, how much should we know? How much should remain? I mean, there must be stuff that maybe they want to remain secret, either for national security reasons or otherwise. How much should we know?
You know, I think if it's a national security issue, then sure, there's a reality there where you don't want that to come out. But when you look at what the Republic was founded on, with our founding fathers, it was never to keep secrets from the people. It was never to rule over the people. I don't feel like our constituents in Washington, D.C. on many levels are doing what they should be doing across the country. And I think, you know, I think we should know a lot. I think, you know, when the people don't trust their government, we have a problem. And I feel like regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on, I don't think the people trust their government right now. And that's alarming. You know, the mainstream media, no one buys the polls anymore because they're oversampling the Dems on the polls. So you can't sample 69 Democrats and 31 Republicans and go, man, he's killed them in the polls. And they do that everywhere across the country.
Do you think? Do you think there'll be a blue wave? No. I mean, everybody in this state and around the country, we're hearing about this blue wave.
I did think there was going to be a blue wave until the Kavanaugh situation. I think they literally, that Kavanaugh situation lit a fire across conservatives across America. I really do.
Matt Couch joining us. We're talking about what is going on in our community when it comes to 1 October. And do you believe we will get a definitive report from somebody other than Metro Police?
I think by the end of the year, the FBI is going to put something out. Now, whether it's a narrative they want you to believe, I'm not really for certain on that, but I believe that something's going to come out from the FBI. Bill Pierce has been in contact with the FAA quite a bit, you know, with FOIA
requests. And tell me why that's important, why the helicopter patterns.
We want to rule things out. You know, first and foremost, Bill and my private investigators, they're a lot more black and white than I am. You know, they want to cut through the chase. They want facts. They want the truth. And so we had a lot of tips that came in, you know, saying, hey, there was shooters in helicopters. They were in helicopters. We wanted to rule it out. So that's why on November 1st of 2017, Bill Pierce filed multiple FOIA requests with the FAA asking for the helicopter flight records, patterns, pilots, landings in and around the Mandalay Bay and the Delano, and all of those were being denied by the FBI and the FAA. So we wanted to rule that out because we didn't believe that, honestly. I didn't believe it. Bill didn't believe it. Most of my team did not believe that narrative. We still don't know because, of course, we can't get those records. But we want to rule things out, and when you can start chopping things down, you can eventually get to the truth. You got to knock things out and then get to the results.
Do you investigate? I'm curious about methods here. You operate in kind of a journalistic setting, but you use a lot of law enforcement methods. Is that the way you do it? Do you do it like the FBI does it, and like law enforcement?
Well, we do. I mean, you know, Frank Whalen on our team, Frank's not here, but Frank's in New York. Frank was the head of NYPD homicide for 23 years, ran the 9/11 investigations. Frank is one of our he's also a PI now. He's in his early 60s. Bill, 24-year PI. Jason, I don't say his last name, Metropolitan SWAT commander. We have two guys on our team, Larry Beach and Hannibal Moot, and those are not their real names, you know, just for that purpose. We have another guy we call the Graham Cracker. He's a former NSA analyst. We have a lot of guys on this team, and we run it just like we would any type of investigation, whether it's, you know, PD, federally. We're trying to run it just like any normal criminal investigation.
I want to shift gears. As much as we want to know everything we can about 1 October, maybe we'll learn more, maybe we won't, I don't know. There is a story that has been in and out of the news over the course of the last months, and that is the death of Seth Rich. Some say it was an assassination. Others say it was just criminality. It was just wrong place, wrong time. And a lot of people believe there's a conspiracy and that they don't want us to know about that as well. You have been looking at that, and my understanding is you've even got Donna Brazile, the former head of the Democrat National Committee, even she is breathing down your neck. What did you do to get that nice lady all angry at you?
Well, we came forward about a month ago. I guess it was maybe middle of August, and we had this information. We had been sitting on it for quite some time, and we were vetting the information. And then when you get a source that's just as credible as our source is, as high up as it gets, we went with the information. And our sources have told us that Donna Brazile, along with Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, were at the hospital at almost the exact same time the ambulance arrived with Seth Rich in it. What we want to know is why were they there, who contacted them, and why would they be notified? You know, the former head of the DNC, and, of course, the mayor of D.C., why would they be there for what they consider a DNC staffer? We know he was, of course, the head of New Voter Registration, the director for New Voter Registration for the Democratic Party. But why were they there? So when the letter came, you know, they claimed, quote, they claimed defamation. Well, you know, you've been around the block a few times, too. Stating that you were somewhere is not defamation of character. I would do things on your show, but I can say things that will show you defamation of character, but that's not it. And, of course, you know, someone who leaked the debate questions to Hillary Clinton, she's obviously a beaming hope of light and truth in this country. So
we can trust her word.
Absolutely. She's so trustworthy.
Tell me then, what is it she's alleging?
She's alleging that we defamed her by saying she was at the hospital, which is pretty
laughable. Is she saying she wasn't?
She is saying she wasn't there, but it's the interesting thing is she also claims she wasn't in Washington, D.C. That was her claim when the media asked her. So, of course, our guys start digging. These guys are good. They're not a bunch of chumps. They're good. And so we start digging. Well, the genius that Donna Brazile is had her geotagging on her cellular devices. She was supposed to be on CNN State of the Union at 9 a.m. in D.C. on Sunday morning, and she no-showed. That's all, you know. So where was she? On top of that, she claimed she wasn't in D.C., but flight records show that she flew out of D.C. from Dulles into Dallas and then into Seattle at 5 p.m. from D.C. He was murdered at 5 a.m. on that morning. 12 hours later, she flew out of D.C. We have the flight records. We know what hotel she stayed at. We have her geotagging showing where she was. And we haven't even talked about where she went after Seattle. You would have thought it was the funeral, but she went to visit another family member of Seth Rich in a different state. Well, that seems a little strange.
Tell me what you know, what you can prove right now about Seth Rich. First of all, was he just kind of a low-level staffer, DNC, like hundreds of others?
We don't believe he was. He was working on polling. He was working on new voter registration. He was working on apps for polling stations and things of that nature. What we can tell you is that everything that we have, you know, tried to gather has been blocked. Now, what we can tell you is that everyone involved in this, to some degree, has lied. Joe Capone, the general manager of Lewis City Bar, where he supposedly was that night, went on Crime Watch TV with Chris Hansen and said, "Oh, yeah, I talked to Seth Rich. I offered him a cab ride home, told him he could stick around and I would take him home. We were good friends." A few months later, on a Project Veritas type situation with multiple people that we personally know, he says, "Oh, I wasn't even there that night. I was on the beach in Virginia with my family on vacation." From family members, and I'm not going to dox and say who, family members reached out to me last summer and informed me that Seth Rich and Kelsey Mulca, the girlfriend, were actually broken up at the time of the murder. So why is the girlfriend going to all of the press conferences 6, 7, 8 months after the murder when they weren't even a couple, they weren't even an item? And the list goes on and on and on. The body cams, they were misplaced, according to Liz Lyons, the privacy officer. Metro PD's own general orders state that when murder's involved, the body cams have to be kept for 65 years. Liz Lyons, who has a background at the FBI and Homeland Security, who's now somehow the privacy officer for D.C. Police, says that they were misplaced or were deemed not relevant. And the list goes on and on. We don't have a ballistics report. We don't have an autopsy report. We don't have the body cams. They took a video from the Flagler Market, the police, and they said that in the video, that it showed two pairs of legs and Seth Rich collapsing. That video was never shown to the parents. They told the parents about it, but that's never been seen before, and now they lost that video.
I want to ask you about the parents. One would expect, if there was some sort of legitimate conspiracy theory, the parents would want to know about it.
Right.
But the parents don't seem to want to know about it. And if anything, they've, at least in the stuff I've seen, they don't want you nosing around in this.
No, they do not, and it's sad. You know, we have not been, you know, sued by the parents, thank God. And we've tried to lay off, you know, of talking, you know, about the family. We feel like there's some interesting scenarios there, but because of everything, we are trying to be respectful. You know, they've lost a son. Have they been threatened? We don't know. But, I mean, one would assume, if you look at, you know, the Clinton cartel, one would assume that they probably have.
A lot of people end up dead.
It's a weird coincidence, like Joe Rogan says. You know, a lot of people have been dead around these guys. And, you know, it's just so strange, but We're trying to lay off the parents. Now, the brother is filing a lawsuit. Now, keep in mind, again, he's one of the ones suing us for defamation of character because we said, well, you know, he's involved. Our sources say he's involved.
And you know, can you sue on behalf of a dead person?
Well, he's suing, saying that we, you know, I don't want to get, well, I guess I'm already getting sued.
But you but that you defamed Seth or
him brother? Personally, the brother personally. Now, when you go to a Chris Hansen Crime Watch TV show, and you go to the Washington Post, and you go to all of these different media publications and hold pressers, you know this works. You become a media person. So all of a sudden, oh, those guys are saying things about me. Now I'm going to sue them. It's not how this works.
You can't do that. You can't have it both ways.
No, you can't say I'm a personality, but you know what? I don't want to be talked about. And it just doesn't work that way.
We're going to take a quick break. More coming up. Matt Couch joining us, America First Media. They do such an amazing job, and they cover the stories that I guess the New York Times and the Washington Post and NBC News and others just don't have the time or the resources to go after. More on that coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. That's Matt Couch. You're listening to Live and Local now. Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're not gonna take it. us live and local now. Good to have you with us for a Tuesday. Matt Couch joining us, and I'm so glad he is, from America First Media. And before we go to your calls, we'll get to some calls coming up in a second. In fact, William will be first out of the gate. All the rest of you behind William. You want to join us, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I've got to ask you about this whole nonsense with the Clintons. People seem to die around the Clintons, and yet they've never been convicted of anything except Bill lying to a grand jury. How does that happen?
It's mind-numbing.
And again, you have roots in Arkansas. It's where you live.
Yeah. It's the people in Arkansas are well aware of, you know, when he was governor, of what he did. My father, you know, my mother, and that's why I think so many of us worked hard for the Trump campaign. We did not want Hillary Clinton getting elected for just what we saw in our own state, for example. But you look at Hillary Clinton. What did she lie to the FBI 39 times? And they never really did a thorough investigation. But now they're going to investigate Brett Kavanaugh with zero evidence, zero proof, and they're putting this man through the ringer and literally ruining his life. But here's the thing. A lot of people, I don't know if you know this about Brett Kavanaugh or not. Guess who was the one who said that they should reopen the Vince Foster investigation?
Who?
Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that. And that's why he's saying the Clintons are trying to get...
Yes.
Clintons are trying to get revenge, and that's what this is all about. Tell you what let's do. Let's go to some phone calls, and then I want to ask you more about the Seth Rich thing, because that to me is incredible, and that they're making it so difficult for you and your group to actually ferret out the truth. Tell us, let's go to William. William, you're up. You're on Live and Local Now. I'm Kevin Wall. You're on with Matt Couch. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go right ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. You're up. Okay, hang on one second. We'll put him on hold. We'll try and get that figured out. I want to ask you, though, a little more about the Seth Rich thing. The Seth Rich thing, to me, do you believe it was an assassination?
I do. I don't believe it was a botched robbery. There's no evidence that shows it was a botched robbery. You know, there's a lot of theories out there. Some people have tried to claim MS-13. We've been on the ground there. One of our guys on our team that we don't mention was an insider of Metro D.C. Police who works with us. And no longer there, but was there during the entire investigation and murder. And, you know, that's not MS-13's neighborhood. It's not. MS-13 doesn't leave you alive to go to the hospital. If MS-13, as you all know in Las Vegas, there's an MS-13 situation going on out here, just like there is in L.A. and other parts of the country. MS-13, if they're going to kill you, they're going to kill you. They're not going to leave you around to talk about it. That's, to me, is the craziest working theory out there. And then the botched robbery, you know, most of my guys are LEOs. They've never heard of such a thing, of a botched robbery. Beat cops will tell you in metro cities, these guys can go through your pockets in 1 to 2 seconds flat. You know, they're not just going to leave your wallet, your cash. Maybe I should give the backstory. A lot of people don't realize this with Seth Rich. His wallet, his credit cards, almost $2,000 cash. He had a Jewish necklace around it, a Jewish chai pendant. It was very expensive that his mom had given his father around his neck that had an inscription on it that said ditto during their courtship. And so, you know, we had a watch on, a phone, nothing was taken. You know, shot twice in the torso, nothing taken. You know, botched robberies don't exist. And why would you shoot the kid and take nothing? The whole narrative, it's 4 o'clock in the morning especially.
Tell you what, let's do it. Let's see if we can get Alan, or rather William in. William, you're up. I hear you. You're there. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi. William, can you hear me?
No, I can't.
Okay, tell you what. Okay, let's try it again. Can you hear me now?
No.
William, can you hear me, sir?
No.
Nope, apparently not. Okay, well, then we'll let William go. Tell me what you think what do you think happened to Seth Rich? What do you think his involvement in the campaign and all these... Tell me what you think happened.
I personally believe that he was involved in some way. You know, the interesting thing too, and so many people, because the mainstream media, you know, they won't cover this. They need to understand the backstory. When the FBI comes out and they talk about this Russian hoax, this Russian collusion situation, they need to understand that the FBI never saw the DNC servers, ever. The DNC servers were taken by a company called CrowdStrike, which is just happens to be ran by a couple of guys named Alperovich and Sean Henry, who are also former FBI agents. One of those, another coincidence, of course, in the D.C. swamp. Now, here's the interesting thing. The same Clinton attorney that hired CrowdStrike to check the DNC servers for the, quote, hack they claim, is also the same Clinton attorney that also paid Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS. Another coincidence, right? Now, no one's talking about this in the mainstream media. This is a fact. You can the track record, the paper trail is there. Same Clinton attorney that hired CrowdStrike, hired Fusion GPS, and paid British spy Christopher Steele. It's all there. And so I believe that he was involved in some way. I think they were sending a message to Seth Rich and his brother, and I think there's a message that was sent. His brother, of course, is a bigwig at Northrop Grumman, defense contractor. And so I truly believe that there's more to this than meets the eye. I really do.
What about the parents, and why do the parents not want you nosing around in this?
You know, I wish I had an answer.
Have you ever talked directly to the parents?
We've tried. We've tried. Okay. And they have not responded. We have tried to reach out. We've reached out many, many times with open, you know, open arms, trying to talk to them. You know, we've extended the olive branch. We want to help. We're trying to help. As a dad, I have three daughters. I cannot imagine if something happened to one of my children saying, I don't care, I don't want to know about it, I'm going to accept this narrative. Especially when it's an insane narrative of a botched robbery. And so when I have someone that tries to tell me, oh, Matt, you're insensitive because you're, you know, the parents don't want you to investigate this. And it's just crazy to me. It's just absolutely crazy to me that the parents would not want this investigated.
Do you think we will ever learn the truth about Seth Rich?
I do. I think we're very close. And the reason why I think we're close is because of the lawsuits. They're trying to silence us. You know, Boies Flexner, the largest Democratic law firm in the country. Everyone knows David Boies. You and I talked a little bit about it. Michael Gottlieb is the attorney that's suing us, and he was a former Barack Obama White House attorney trying to silence us on behalf of the brother. The other person, Brad Bauman, who was with this Pastorum Group in D.C., a former DNC operative, he is also suing us because I called him a crisis fixer. His title on his own website says crisis manager. I don't know the difference, honestly. And then, of course, the letters from Donna Brazile as well wanting to silence us.
It's an amazing story. There are so many of these amazing stories, and I know you're going to be chronicling a lot of them. Matt, thanks so much for coming in. I really appreciate it. How long are you going to stay in Las Vegas?
We are here until Thursday evening.
Very good, very good. You have fun. America First Media. If folks want to know more about it, how do they find you?
Absolutely. You go to our website. It's www.af-mg.com. That's af-mg.com.
Matt, thanks so much. I really appreciate it, and thanks for the great work that you do.
Thanks for having us on.
That's Matt Couch. He and his team in studio, believe it or not. I mean, this is so cool. Coming up, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley coming up. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
This is an important voter alert for anyone who doesn't want Nevada to turn into California. If you want to protect your gun rights, your parental rights, even your rights to use a plastic straw, check out Dennis Hoff. Dennis is a conservative small businessman running for the Nevada State Assembly. He signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge and is dedicated to making Nevada, Nevada again. Check him out at DennisHoff.com. That's DennisHoff.com. Paid for by Friends of Dennis Hoff.
After Adam Laxalt and Harry Reid refused to lift a finger to help me and my family while we were unjustly incarcerated for 2 years, I decided it's time to take our fight to Carson City. We need a governor who will defend the rights of all Nevadans. As governor, I fully support constitutional carry because the Constitution is the only document we need to carry our guns and protect our families. Adam Laxalt opposes constitutional carry. If you support constitutional carry, text Bundy to 53445. Paid for by the governor.